This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Mike from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. It's going to be back to normal for the nation's airports as they ramp up flights ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, and that includes here in Houston. Our Tom Perumian is with me live with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. A little over an hour ago, the FAA ended air travel restrictions and opened the skies over America to return to the hustle and bustle at its busiest airports, 40 of them, including Bush Airport. KPRC reports 2,900 flights were canceled. That was the highest number on November 9th. After those rumors of a shutdown ending became real, and air traffic controllers started returning to their jobs as the shutdown ultimately ended. Those controllers, by the way, who continued working throughout the shutdown, are owed two paychecks. Matt?
All right. Thanks, Tom. Houston's two airports were on that initial list of 40 that were ordered to reduce air traffic as a result of the shutdown. Firefighters across multiple agencies worked to battle a large blaze at a decommissioned power plant in the Bay Cliff area. The Texas City Fire Department says that the fire broke out around 2:30 in the morning on Sunday at the P.H. Robinson Power Plant on Highway 146. Multiple outlets report that no nearby structures were damaged. Air quality is fine in the area, according to local officials. Crews still work to contain the fire's embers, however. That's why they're continuing to monitor the situation despite the fire dying down. In an unusual move, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, our Jerry Clayton reports.
The suit argues that three state-funded work-study programs violate the First Amendment. The programs, the Texas College Work-Study Program, the Works Internship Program, and the Innovative Adult Career Education Grant Program, bar participants from engaging in sectarian activities or enrolling in seminary studies. Paxton says the restrictions amount to unconstitutional discrimination against religious students and exclude religious organizations that offer only sectarian work opportunities. Paxton called the rules, quote, anti-Christian. The programs provide more than $8 million in state funding to financially disadvantaged college students with jobs both on and off campus. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
In sports, the Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13 yesterday on a last-second field goal. It was another great performance from backup quarterback Davis Mills. He threw for 274 yards in the win. Star wide receiver Nico Collins caught 9 passes for 92 yards. The Texans will take on the Bills in their next game on Thursday. Meanwhile, a former Texan was shot over the weekend at a New York City restaurant. Chris Boyd is now his defensive back for the New York Jets. The 29-year-old was shot during an apparent dispute that turned violent. Police say the suspect fired 2 shots and then fled the scene. Boyd was transported to a hospital and is now in critical but stable condition. For more news, you can head to our website. That, of course, is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.